Wyatt at Jay Wyatt Sports. Good morning, Jimmy. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Now, you weren't downtown, right? You were over here about a mile from where we are right now, correct?
You got to follow me on Twitter because I was definitely downtown. I probably tweeted out, 50 things more than that over the course of yesterday. So I'm worn out from being there dusk to dawn over the last couple of days, to be honest with you.
Well, and I, you know what I did? I shut down social media last night because I watched it on all the channels and everything, and I didn't get sucked into that wormhole that Big Joe can't find his way out of half the time. But anyway, the pick, Jeffrey Simmons. Obviously, the torn ACL in February. You know that what happened before he enrolled at Mississippi State while he was still in high school as an 18-year-old. All of those things. This isn't one of your normal draft picks where hey, let's get him in here, let's start him on up. This one had a few issues that I would assume between John Robinson and Mike Vrabel and owner Amy Adams Strunk. They all had to be on the same page.
Yeah, and I think it's certainly something that was discussed, leading up to last night and not just something when they were on the clock. I mean, this is a guy that they had talked about, had talked to, had done their homework on, very well documented about what you'd be getting in taking Jeffrey Simmons. And that includes the incident you're referring to as well as the injury that he has. But everyone felt comfortable with him, and there's no question that he is a heck of a football player. I wrote about him leading up to this draft and up to this moment, and I think Daniel Jeremiah said in a story I did a week or so ago on him on the website that he's a top five talent, and if not for some of the other things, that's where he would go. So I think certainly what John said last night at the press conference, what Mike Vrabel said at the press conference, certainly they're vouching for him. And everything I've heard from the folks around Mississippi State, they feel like he's going to be a good person in Nashville, Tennessee, and certainly a good player.
You know, Jim, how this is involved with players, I'm sure the Titans knew everything about Jeffrey Simmons from doctor's reports to junior high to high school. I mean, this thing has evolved so much where so much about the player now than say you didn't know 15, 20 years ago. So for all this from John Robinson, I think if you're a Titans fan, you just trust in what John Robinson did because he's done good so far, and now he goes and gets this player, and it's a great pick. If he comes back healthy, he can do what he does. So kudos to John Robinson.
Yeah, I mean, I've certainly seen both sides of the argument, since the pick was made and early this morning, and the young man's going to have to come in here and prove John Robinson right and prove Mike Vrabel right. And, John Robinson certainly is not just taking a flyer on a kid just for the heck of it. I mean, he obviously knows, this is a big responsibility for him, and it will be a big responsibility for Jeffrey Simmons when he comes in here to prove himself as a player and a person. And, I think everyone deserves a second chance and deserves to have be put in a position where they can prove that they're a good person, as John and Mike said. And I think Jeffrey Simmons, listening to him on the conference call last night, I think he really feels like he's ready to come in here and do that.
The fact he's not ready to play until October, which some things I've seen about that right there, and didn't affect what they wanted to do with him, that's a lot of confidence in your football team. And like Greg had said earlier, there's really this no pressure to put a guy in immediately and let him play and see what he can do. This is going to take a while, and I think you got to be patient with this, but it also shows at the same time how they're building this football team.
Yeah, and I think he's a difference maker. But as you mentioned, Joe, I mean, he may not be a difference maker at the start. And that's why you've got to, when you make this pick, you're banking on the future and this guy being just a phenomenal Jarrell Casey-type player. The way things are now, I mean, when you suffer an ACL previously, many years ago, that was – people had a lot of questions about that would mean for a guy's career. Things have completely changed now from a medical standpoint. They're coming back stronger than ever. They're coming back quicker than they ever have. I look at the Titans' schedule, and And this guy against Simmons has been pretty talked about. I know we talked about him on the podcast we did last week with Mike Keith and Amy Wells, and kind of talked about the way this Titans schedule falls with the Week 11 bye week. And again, this is who knows what could happen between now and then is recovery. But you know, I thought maybe the bye week is perfect that you give him a chance to come back, you know, for a week 12 and have him for the stretch run of the season. That's just me thinking out loud as far as the timetable goes. But I think he's going to play this year. It's just a matter of when.
Jim Wyatt with us, Titans Online, the senior writer there. You also got to realize if where you are, you're sitting there at 19, and as I'm adding up on true sort of not counting the hybrids like a Rashawn Gary, who's maybe a defensive end, maybe an outside linebacker, but I'm talking about inside or rush-in type guys. I'm adding it up. I think 6 of the first 17 picks were that, and then 3 of the first 6 picks in front of you at 19, starting with Christian Wilkins going to the Dolphins, Brian Burns going to the Panthers, Dexter Lawrence going to the Giants. You had that run on defensive linemen, interior defensive linemen already, especially with Williams going early to the Jets. So you're sitting there, if that's your true need, that's what you had to do.
Yeah, and I saw the immediate reaction of some is, you know, they took him too early, they should have waited to get him. Well, you're not going to wait and get this guy because he's not going to be around you know, when you pick again in the second round, and he wasn't going to make it out of the first round. So the only potential was to try to move out and get him a little bit later, but I don't think they even felt like that was something they could do without taking a big risk. So going in, I mean, needed help on edge and needed help on the defensive line and certainly some other positions are still going to have to be addressed today. But you're right, Greg. I mean, the biggest need, I think, was defensive line. And I think when you looked at the value when the pick came to 19, they don't let me in the war room to see how these guys are graded. But I have no question that he was the highest-rated guy on the board at a position of major need moving forward, and that's what made it an easy pick for him.
Well, and you know the issue or the sensationalism that always drives everything anymore in the media and everything. You knew that video of what happened when he was in high school was going to come out, and I could not condone anything of any kind of issues of any kind of assault. However, I don't know how I would react when I was 18 years old if I saw a woman fighting my sister and mother. And I'll just leave it. I'll just leave it at that. I have no issues whatsoever with what this young man did as a mistake that he made. And as you mentioned, he went all the way through Mississippi State as well. Let's look forward. Rounds two, they got, and I'm thinking, you know, all right, they only got 5 more picks left. I think there's going to be some movement by John Robinson to try to pick up a few more draft picks along the way.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me, but you also, you know, especially when you're picking in the second round, and depending on how things shake out before you get to the pick number 51, you know, I think they're going to have a chance to get a really good player there. I think the key now is when you're picking, especially tonight, is just what's the pool look like when it comes to you as far as who you really like. And if you've got 2, 3, 4 guys rated right at around the same when it comes time to pick, then you could potentially back out of that, get more picks, and then get one of those 4 guys a little bit later. You know, if there's a can't-miss guy when it comes time for you to pick, then you got to take him. And we've seen John, and he especially did it last year in the draft and moving up a couple of times. If there's a guy you really like and you don't think there's any way he's going to be there when it's getting close time to your pick, then maybe even consider moving up to get them and giving up something. And you could always kind of get the pick back a little bit later if it, you know, depending on how things play out. So John Robinson knows how to work the draft board. He knows how to, you know, he's proven he's willing to be pretty aggressive when need be. But he also makes it clear he likes his pick. So it'll be, even though the hype and the excitement as it goes in the first round of the draft, this is kind of the part of the draft coming up that John Robinson certainly enjoys, and I'm kind of anxious myself to see how it plays out.
Jim, you're with the Titans. You know all that goes on over there. Were you laughing at the thought of Drew Lock being drafted at number 19? Because we were all chuckling, like, there's no way it's going to happen, and people are talking about it. And I just know that it John Robinson had to be laughing at that, taking Drew Lock in the first round.
Well, I mean, it's just kind of crazy how things kind of take a life of their own. I think
right.
The person mentioned it, and all of a sudden people are talking to the kid about being a Titan and trying to draw lines to it. And all of a sudden people are thinking that's a possibility. Yeah, I know every player in this draft. I mean, you probably ask him about whether or not he's had interest from the Titans or from another team. Nope. Probably going to tell you yes, because that's what these scouts do. And Titans have been very extensive in their research of players and doing their due diligence and having scouts talk to guys and sending quarterbacks, coaches, and position coaches to a lot of these workouts. And that's just for the current draft, but also for down the road. You never know what's happening. You know, 3-4 years down the road, you want to get to know all these guys. So I do the 50-round mock drafts. I do a roundup of mock drafts leading up to the draft, and I probably did at least 7 or 8 of them. I did the final mock draft yesterday, and after not having one quarterback in that thing the entire offseason, I think Daniel Jeremiah is the first one to mention the possibility of the Titans taking Lock. All of a sudden, I had the Titans taking three or four people had the Titans taking a quarterback. It wasn't just Lock; it was the Duke quarterback as well. So it was just funny how things changed during the draft. And you know, if you're the Titans, you probably don't mind that, because if you've got the thought of other teams thinking you might go there, then maybe they try to jump in front of you.
Yeah, Jim, let me get your thoughts of being a native Nashvilleian to see your hometown, my hometown, the way it transformed last night. I told Greg, I think Nashville, Tennessee will never be the same, not in a good way, not in a bad way, after what we saw last night with that crowd. Your thoughts?
It was incredible. I mean, just to see it throughout the course of the week, and you know, my wife and I walked around downtown on Sunday, and it was just coming together, and you could tell then it was going to be big. But then I went back there on a couple of days, like on Tuesday, and I was back there on Wednesday, and then and to see it all come together, and then just to see it yesterday, it was unbelievable for somebody that grew up here. As you mentioned, Joe, you're like yourself. Yeah, this is where I was born. You know, it's where I went to high school. And you know, I've had to walk the streets of this city so many times over the years, and to see it like it was last night, I got a little choked up, I have to be honest with you. I was so proud of the city and kind of where I'm from, and it was incredible. I came home last night, even after it was 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning when I got here, and I recorded all the coverage from NFL Network and ABC and ESPN, and just to see the streets of the city and just hear people talk about it. It's a proud moment for people who grew up in Nashville and see how far it's come, and to see all the friends in the media that have come here from other cities across the NFL and to hear them rave about it. I mean, we all know how special of a place this is.
Yep.
And for everybody to see it and for it to be on display like it was, I was extremely excited, and well, I'm still excited about it. Hell, my voice is cracking talking about it.
I even got harassed by your younger brother last night at the draft experience. I saw him and his lovely family over there having a good time.
And then you got to hear me harass you on Twitter a little bit later. I guess Greg missed that one down on Twitter, but I got to harass you a little bit on the 40.
Yeah. Well, I got it in 4.9, so let John Robinson know that I'm ready.
I did reply to that one. I sent him an emoji of a sundial.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm just giving you a hard time, Greg. But it's been a busy couple of days, but boy, I love it. I wish, you know, today I will be out at St. Thomas Sports Park, hunker down. Just it's like the draft is back in Dallas or Philadelphia or Chicago or New York, wherever it is, because now it'll be the draft comes and everything else at St. Thomas Sports Park. But I'm sure glad I was able to be in the middle of it, you know, yesterday, and something I'll never forget. And the way it went, I mean, I'll have the draft in Nashville every year.
Yeah. Have they announced a time for the Jeffrey Simmons press conference yet?